What's my name?
Mr.
What's my name?
Mr.
What's my name?
Mr.
All right, cool. This will be fun. So I'm going to come up with five things that I'm going to try to get you to do. I'm going to try and get you your shoes on. I'm going to try to get you to eat your dinner. I'm going to try to get you to stop whining. I'm going to try to get you to stop hitting. And then what's a fifth one? Let's do five. What's a fifth scenario?
Stop saying stupid.
Okay, stop saying stupid. Okay, so here's the first time. All right, go get your shoes on. Eat your dinner. Stop whining. Don't hit. We don't say stupid. Five prompts. What was coming up in your brain? What were you thinking, feeling, and deciding as a child?
Complete defiance for all of them. As soon as you said, put your shoes on, in my head, it was like, no. Like, you know, you said, eat your dinner. My first question was like why? Like, who are you to tell me to what to buy? Because my initial feeling that I felt, you know, even honestly, yeah. Even like I have a bedtime. I created the bedtime for myself, right? And even when my significant others like go to bed, I'm like, I'm staying up 5 more minutes.
You and I are cut from the same cloth, my friend. Yeah, it's that feeling of like, no, or I have an excuse, or, you know, yeah. So now the second time, we're going to do this 4 times. So the second time is, come on, honey, I need you to get your shoes on. Please, 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 please. Come on, you can do it. I know you can do it. 5 more bites because you're 5. Eat those 5 bites. Makes you strong. Come on, 5 bites. Ooh, my ears. They can't hear whining. Oh, nope, they don't work. Can't get ya. I don't know. Oh, no, we use kind hands in this house. Mm-mm. Oh, stupid. No, you don't really mean that. You don't really think he's stupid. What came up for you there? What thoughts, feelings, and decisions were you making?
I can't take you seriously. So when the parent was, when you were the parent, felt like whining to get me to eat my last little bite, it was kind of a reluctant, it was kind of like a, I guess, like, maybe, like, sure. But like, the more I heard it, the less I took it seriously. The more I just like, are you serious? Like, I didn't feel a staunch, like, no, like a strong no, but it was like, I also don't feel motivated to do this thing.
So good. So let's say, okay, now I've said it 2 ways, right? I've been direct and then I've been like really nice, which is like, that's like when we hear positive parenting, right? I was being positive. So let's go to the third route. Now I'm pissed. Now I'm mad. And now I'm going to say, go get your shoes on. What's wrong with you? We do this every day. Oh my God. Go. Now, go eat your dinner, or you're going to starve.
I'll just starve then.
You're just going to starve?
I don't need to eat.
Well, fine. Oh, are you a baby? Are you a baby using whiny words? Oh, you're just a baby. Mm. I don't listen to babies. When you want to talk like a big kid, then I'll listen to you. Oh, you are such a bully. Stop hitting your brother. Are you serious? What are you going to do? Are you going to go to school and hit all your friends?
I'm not a bully. You're a bully.
Holy. Go to your room. Go. You can't talk to me that way. Stupid. We do not. I've never called you stupid. I will never accept you calling other people stupid. Come here. You know what's going to happen. No Christmas. Santa's going to bring you only coal.
Yeah.
So we're joking, but how'd that feel for you? What thoughts, feelings, and decisions
came
up for you?
You know, the higher your energy went, the higher my energy went, and was just, you're mad, I'm mad too. Like, let's be mad then, right? And, yeah.
Let's be mad.
That's the baby talk. You're being a baby made me first feel kind of like sad, but then also after like the sadness, it was the anger of just like, you're not being nice. like, and so I'm gonna call you what you call me. But I'm gonna say it anyways. But really, like, that is it. You know, you were trying to bully me into doing something that I
100%. I was using the tools that I had over you. Yeah. So let's go into a fourth space. Okay. So the first time was direct. The second time was with please in this nice voice. The third time I like lost it. I snapped. The fourth time. Hey, Chaz, just so you know, in 5 minutes, we're leaving for the park. Remember, that's what we're doing today. I've got my shoes on to protect my feet. What do you got to get on your feet? Oh, maybe. Sure. You want to show me? I'll meet you by the front door. Hey, Chaz, dinners, I'm going to pick up the plates in like 10 minutes. Anything else on your plate you want to eat? Just remember, there's no snacks afterwards.
I'll take a couple more macaronis.
Cool. You do it. Oh, I love seeing you take bites. Hey, Chaz, I hear that you're trying to say something to me. I am having a hard time hearing. Is there any way that we can just take a deep breath and calm down? And then you can try it again.
Okay.
I'm here. Oh, I see you. I see you.
Okay, I'm going to my room. I don't want to be here. Go away.
I will give you that space. I want you to know I'm here when you're ready. I'm here. I'm going to be taking my breaths. You take your space. I love you. I love you too,
mommy.
You're feeling frustrated. I'm going to help them. Hey, are you okay? I would not like to be hit either. Would you like to say any words? I'm here to help you. I know you are here. I see you're angry. I'm helping them take a hit. I want the Lego
PPG wooden chair.
I will help you 100%. I'm helping them because they got hit.
I want Would the you like Lego to help piece. Us?
I am so happy to talk about the Lego piece, but we got to help them. They got hit. Would you like to help us? Or do you want to just wait until we're done and then we can talk about the Lego piece?
I want to help.
Okay.
Share.
You let me know. Oh, I know it. And that's frustrating. And you were so frustrated that you hit. I'm going to be helping them. When I'm done here, I'll come and talk to you about the Lego. We will solve this. Where would you like to go while
I'm
do this?
I'm going to go to the Legos and I'm going to go out in the kitchen.
We will meet you there when we're
done. Bye.
Hey, are you okay? They were having a hard time and they hit you. I know. I don't like to be hit either. You think, what can we do to go talk to them? It takes much work. It takes a lot more work. Same thing with stupid. We address the person who got it said to. Hey, I don't like to be called stupid. That looks like it must have hurt your feelings. Are you okay? Yeah. Would you like to share anything? So what happened that fourth time for you?
Yeah.
You played into it.
You know, it forced me one to think like, huh, what do I want? Then especially with like with the shoes, like, what do I want? I'm like, what do I need? Like, I asked myself a different question rather than when, you know, you say you need to do this. And then it's like, the only choice I have is to say yes or no. And it doesn't take any thought. And I'm already a little offended by like you giving me a command. And so I'm going to lean towards no, especially me in my temperament being a little bit more, you know, feisty and defiant and right. Like it forced me to ask myself another question, which then forced out another answer. And I wouldn't say force, but prompted another answer.
So going back to this brain model. Yeah. So the first time we hit you in zone two, you were in zone two. You were not feeling part of the process. You were not feeling a sense of belonging and a sense of significance. Then zone two, too, was kind of like you were starting to figure out what are the levers that you can pull? What was that happening? Still zone two. Then the third time when I started to escalate, that was zone one. Yeah. I shifted you right into lower brain. And then the third time I shifted you up to zone three. So that's same with children too. So when we know the parts of the brain where to do our work, the hitting, when you took it there, the hitting was, I was working hard not to go to flip. I was working hard to protect you from this scenario. I don't know if you heard it, but I was working really hard not to label you as bad. I was working really hard not to villainize you to the child that you hit and saying, yeah, they were upset. I know you want to talk about the Legos. I was also connecting you and saying, I want to talk about the Legos too.
Yeah.
And then again, not only modeling what to do with you, but to the child who got hit, they're watching, they're observing. I am disciplining them as well. So when they see it happen in nature, they're going to say, hey, I know what to do here.
I love
it. Because when we villainize the person, then they just get stuck.
Yeah.
And then they're going to live into that label.
If you villainize the person, they become the villain.
This podcast scene was acted out on www.getvocal.com/Mr. Chad.
What's my name? What's my name?
What's my name?
What's